Yeah, I would kind of think they might, but I kind of still stand by, like, our realization, or at least maybe my realization, of deployment really starts, a deployment system should really start on paper and pen, because if the system fails, then you need to be able to deploy people still with paper and pen. And so what we need to do is develop a system that works off of that and then build it into, somehow incorporate that into ResGrid, the logging system that I made, which is very similar to ResGrid in the sense that I can load calls in it. I can add, locations of people's homes. I can add locations of the where the call is. I can deploy people to there. It shows their location when they're at home, and then it moves their location to their call when they arrive on scene, which is very similar to what we're seeing ResGrid do. So it's actually already very similar and very comparable, but it also has all the pins on the map for DMR repeaters. It has the pins on the map for analog repeaters. It's specific to our county. It's custom built from the ground up, which I like, because, I was talking to you guys about ERP systems and how I struggle with them, because it's like a one-size-fits-all application that is built by some large programming company and sold to businesses to solve all their issues. But the problem is it's a one-size-fits-all program, and it doesn't always implement very cleanly into the workflow of the company, and then often involves a lot of training and a lot of adaptation to get it to work. And that's kind of how I feel about ResGrid. It takes a little bit of, doing to get it to do what you need it to do. I would like to see if it can do CSV imports for calls, if I can upload like a list of all the gas stations, for instance, in a certain area. That would be something of major value that I would like to see. And Dave did ask us to make a list of to ask. I'm not going to pass it to you.